WTIC. We'll take more calls in a few minutes. Joining us now, State Representative Liz Linehan from Cheshire. Talk a little bit about the new toll proposal. Have you had a chance to absorb it at all, Liz?
Oh, is there something going on with tolls? I just wasn't aware. Of course, I've absorbed a little bit of it. You know, I received what all other legislators have received, which is a basic executive summary. And some of that made its way into the news. But it's still not a complete picture. So I'll be happy to try to answer any questions or talk to you about anything in there. But once again, we're here talking about something when we don't have a full picture of it, you know?
Well, who wants us to not have a full picture of it, you know?
I don't know. there just needs to be more discussions.
Details are hard to come by. Yes, well, that's why you're the most informed group of people that you're a member of in the state, presumably. So, and the governor had a press conference
actually
today, and the newspapers have been doing carrying leaks, which some have been accurate, not so accurate. But the basic picture is $20 billion in new transportation spending, picking out some key spots where it appears that there are bottlenecks or slowdowns or train problems or what have you that look like they could build some popularity. By this is a pitch of benefits with a minor toll element as a effort to get tolls passed, I think, after having left out the benefits from the prior proposal and just talked about tolls, proved to be a failure. That's my take on it.
That's a pretty good take. I will say this, though. There's been plenty of conversation that says that the governor changing his mind is somehow a failure of his, and I don't see that at all. I think a good leader is willing to listen and grow and hopefully be able to creatively solve problems in a manner which makes people feel heard and that people can agree on. So.
Well, that's a nice way to package it if you were looking at...
I think that's honestly the truth.
Well, it is the truth, but in this case...
You shouldn't always have to lock into
something. No, but in this case, he campaigned on tolls. The specific proposal he campaigned on was a misrepresentation of what he eventually did. And then what he did, he apparently wasn't ready to do because, again, he didn't know what he was doing. And now he's gotten to a point where it seems like, yes, he understands the process. It's not so much that he's gotten input and learned. It's that he's blown it for a year, and now he's trying to make it work.
So for me, it doesn't matter where we've been. It matters where we're going and what we're going to do. And so getting this executive summary is the first step. It's still not legislation. It is still not the perfect roadmap that tells us what's going to happen should something pass.
Yep.
So there are ideas that need to be absorbed by us, the legislature. And apparently it seems as though we now have to turn this into legislation. And I'm sure the governor's office will be involved in that, obviously. But now we need to put our spin on it. What is that going to look like? I don't know yet. So in the executive summary, it talks about, you're right, bottlenecking and alleviating that. What I still need to see is, where is it proven that those things work, what they want to do, that it works and that it will really shave an average of 20 minutes off of daily commute time in those areas. And, and then I need to see, is there a sunset clause somewhere in there for these tolls? They're saying it's a 10-year plan. That's great. So does that mean after 10 years it completely sunsets and another vote has to come in whether or not to keep them? These are unanswered questions that I really need to have before I even begin to think about whether or not it has my vote.
Okay, but just to be fair, these are all reasonable objections you're raising. We're talking to State Representative Liz Linehan. However, this is how the process works, especially for the people, where oftentimes we don't start to hear those details until the legislation's been passed. And oftentimes when the legislation's passed, it's being altered in real time while you guys are waiting for it for a vote to be held. And you guys don't even know what you're voting on when you vote on it. So we're always in this situation of being in the dark in terms of what those specifics are. And so you're right. The governor's running around talking about how many minutes he's going to shave. He's trying to puff it up and make it sound good. That's what you do in a proper sales process. And that is an adjustment to what he failed to do before, but that doesn't mean it's not a pack of fibs and phony commitments and with the bad stuff hidden.
So I see what you're saying, and I can't actually disagree with it. I just think that the intent to deceive is certainly not there. I think this is a guy who's really just trying to get things done because he recognizes that there's a problem. The question for me
Hang on a sec. Before we hear your question, we've got to get to a traffic and weather. Liz Linehan is here. We'll wrap up with her. We'll take more calls. 860-522-9842. Liz Linehan is here. Okay, you said you had a question, and that's when I stopped you, I believe.
Well, I have a lot of questions, but mainly, you know, the executive summary that we received lists a bunch of not just where toll gantries would go and the bridges that they would work on, but also areas for fixing around the state that wouldn't include tolling. And one of them is in my district, and that's Route 10 in Southington. And I'm looking at this list, and I'm thinking, okay, how did you come to wanting to do Route 10 in Southington? And remember, I represent Cheshire, Southington, and Wallingford. Route 10 in Cheshire is a mess. The traffic is awful, and it hinders economic development. So is this list of the places that they're going to fix? No one came to me to say, what roads in your district need this help? We've got 84, which I'm just hearing from residents now, that when the area in 84 around Cheshire and Southington and into Waterbury was fixed, there was promises of tree plantings and other sound barriers that never came to fruition. And so I just, this package for me, it's a nice start that we can start talking about things, but I'm now left with way more questions than I have answers. And it's my job not only to fight for the people of Connecticut, but the residents of Cheshire, Southington, and Wallingford. And with the placement of these gantries, it seems every place that we have to go to work, we're going to be told. My husband works in Danbury, he'll be told. I work in Hartford, I'll be told. If you have to go, whether it's 84 or 91, we'll be told. So, you know, is it going to disproportionately affect the people that are in my district? I mean, these are all real issues and things that need to be answered for me before I can even begin to consider this legislation.
Liz Linehan getting railroaded by the transportation plan. I like that. So this is this is a nice little opening you provided, an insight into how the process works, where you are, again, getting shot out of the process the same way the people are, and you get your little bits of information in a way that's designed to give you what you need to be able to get on board, perhaps, and do your talking points. So given that there are all these unanswered questions, will you join me in just saying, because you were against the old toll proposal, will you say you're against the new one just because it's a toll proposal and you know bad stuff is behind those tolls, and because whatever 1, 3, 12, 14 gantries, whatever it is, even there's no guarantee they ever get taken down. They're supposed to be temporary. That sounds ludicrous. And why would we think that they don't multiply like rabbits?
Yeah, I know you want an answer from me, but there are two rules that I don't break. Mm-hmm. One is that I will never commit to any legislation for or against until I see that, right? Until I actually see the legislation. And at this point, there isn't legislation. And number two, I really hate to be wishy-washy. So I don't want to say not yet, and I don't want to say probably not. But I have to leave you with the answer with, I need more information before I can even get there.
Well, what would be the information about tolls that would make you want to put them in? Can you even imagine that there would be such a thing?
I don't know yet. There just needs to be more information before I can even begin to process that. I'm working on trying to get a soda out of the machine, but I don't have enough quarters. You know what?
Well, then you just do what the Fonz did. You give it a little elbow and wiggle your hips and it comes out. But this bothers me because there are some things that should just be prohibitions in your own philosophy. Like, I don't, tolls
no.
can never,
no, no,
gantries
no, no, no.
going up is an opening for the total plunder of the state. It's turning power of automatic taxation, automatic increases in taxation over to people who can't be trusted.
I don't buy the slippery slope argument all the time. I recognize there are some times when that applies.
Mm-hmm.
However, we cannot be afraid to do things because we're terrified it opens a window. The truth of the matter is that there are elections every 2 years. There is nothing that we can't put forward that can't be undone. So,
how about the commitment to the public sector unions and getting out from under the $100 billion of debt? Can we just have an election and get rid of that?
Moving a goalpost again.
Well, no, you just put out a principle, and I'm demonstrating why that principle's faulty.
We've shown that there have been changes that that the unions have conceded to and that have been forced upon them.
And the plunder continues.
They've all been compromises.
Yes, yeah, and the bankruptcy continues.
We are not bankrupt. Our outlook has moved to good. We're on the upswing. I love Connecticut. I'm going to borrow that hashtag from my colleague, Jeff Curry, hashtag we love Connecticut. I'm not going to say a bad word about this state. We are moving forward and we're going to do good things. It's just a question of how we're going to get there.
All right, Liz Linehan, good to talk with you.
Have a super weekend.
You too. We'll talk to you next week. Liz Linehan, state representative, Democrat from Cheshire, trying to be optimistic and unrealistic in the face of bad news and pessimism. But she doesn't want to go out on a limb and say bad things about tolls before there are actually gantries that need to be sawed down, I guess.